USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It appears President Trump will issue his first veto today. Trump is expected to veto the congressional rejection of his border emergency declaration. The Senate joined the House yesterday by passing a resolution of disapproval, but disapproval or not, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says something needs to be done at the southern border between the United States and Mexico.
There's not only economic migrants coming across the border, but women and children being trafficked for sex and for involuntary servitude, as well as drugs, which contributed to the death of more than 70,000 Americans last year who lost their life to drug overdose.
Police in major cities are beefing up security around mosques today. This after a terror attack in New Zealand left 49 people dead at two separate shootings in mosques. Police say there are no specific threats, but they're beefing up their patrols as a precaution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Two Facebook executives are leaving the company. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Facebook is down two key executives amid its privacy and encryption push. Chief Product Officer Chris Cox and WhatsApp head Chris Daniels both leaving Facebook. The two are longtime Facebook veterans, described as trusted lieutenants of Mark Zuckerberg, the founder. Their departure is coming a week after the company announced sweeping changes so as to refocus the social network and improve its security and privacy.
The NFL is suspending Cleveland Browns running back Kareem Hunt for 8 games. Video surfaced of the then Kansas City Chief shoving a woman in the hallway of his downtown Cleveland apartment back in February of 2017. This is in addition to a physical fight Hunt was involved in at an Ohio resort back in June of 2018. Hunt's agent says he will not be appealing the suspension. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Through technology embedded in most every major tech platform and every web-enabled device, algorithms and artificial intelligence are what underlie a lot of the staggering number of decisions that we make on a daily basis, from the products we buy to what we eat to what we even watch on Netflix. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Professor Karthik Hosanagar, and one of the things he studied and talks about is how algorithms can help us with jobs, but they can also hurt us when it comes to finding a job based on all the keywords you have to get through first before you even get to a actual human who looks at your resume.
You apply for a job, an algorithm is looking at certain keywords, and then there's this game, what are the right keywords that will make sure the algorithm picks up my resume and shows it to a recruiter or shortlist me. So there's these kinds of concerns. If you look at problems such as, let's say, bias, whether it's gender bias, race bias, age bias, or what have you, these kinds of biases come often from data. So people ask me, is it that the engineer who coded it is kind of programmed in some bias? And while that can happen, it's highly unlikely and very rare that a human programmer is coded in the bias. But what is often happening is that we're going towards artificial intelligence and we're asking these systems to learn on their own how best to screen applications.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com and on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.